And I still believe that these problems can be solved.
I know not what course others may take, but as for me, give me liberty or give me death.
And so, my fellow Americans, ask not what your country can do for you. Ask what you can do for your country.
This is The Political Show.
Hey, 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 welcome to The Political Show right here on Active FM. Radio has never been better. I'm your girl Cynthia, but you know you can call me Gix. And with me in studio we have
Gavin Ensslin.
Pastor Gavin Ensslin and
The Black Knight.
The Black Knight right here on The Political Show, where Christ politics is
hot politics.
Hot politics. And this week's hot politics, we are looking at the Hammergate conspiracy, or the Hammergate attack, whatever you look at it, whoever you...
Hashtag Hammergate.
You know, whoever you support, if you are a right-wing supporter, then you are definitely a conspiracy theorist. And for you, it's Hammergate, the Hammergate conspiracy. If you're a leftist...
It's all Donald Trump's fault.
Yeah, yeah. If you're a leftist, then it is the Hammergate attack. But either way, that is what we are discussing. And we are answering the question, what really happened at the Pelosi household? And why is it that the media is saying one thing, but the evidence that they are providing is saying something else, basically? So the media is speaking about what really happened, and then they're giving the evidence, but when you look at the evidence, it goes against what they're saying really happened and stuff. So we're basically looking at whether or not it is a conspiracy, or whether or not it is, it was really, well, it was an attack, but was it what they portrayed to be, or was it something else? Pastor Gav.
Yeah, I think Black Knight must say something first.
Hello to the people that are listening. And so, yeah, that's all I'm going to say for now.
Okay, that's profound comment there. Yes. So, obviously, a lot of questions. And there are times when you know people are lying, but you don't know why. You don't know what the truth is. You just know that what they're saying, the truth, is not the truth. So I think it was Friday. Was it Friday or Thursday? I can't remember now.
It's Friday.
Friday. But was it Thursday night, Friday morning?
It was 2:30 p.m. on their side, isn't it? That would have been in the evening on our side.
So Friday afternoon. So it was Friday night outside, because that's when I started hearing about it.
Yeah.
Okay. But, yeah, so what happens is this guy gets attacked. And then people start coming out and saying this was a raging Trump lunatic, a right-wing conspiracy theorist. And he went in because he actually wanted to kill Nancy Pelosi. And then everyone says, yeah, you see, this is this MAGA thing and all of this kind of stuff. And next thing I start hearing that the cops went in there. Both guys were holding the hammer when they got in there. They say someone let the guy in, or let the cops in. Apparently they even said hello to the cops where the cops get there. The cops initially say both of them are in the underwear. Okay, so this guy came to kill Nancy Pelosi in his underwear. Then the next thing, the Department of Justice gets involved. At first, the guy's not even arrested, the accused. He's in hospital. Then suddenly, the Department of Justice gets involved. So not the San Francisco police anymore. And, the next thing they say, he was willing to go to the death, to kill her or something like that. And there's a gazillion questions. So, you know, what we'll discuss is were the cameras at the Pelosi household working? You know, how much security should there be at the Pelosi household? We'll have a discussion in terms of that.
And looking at some of the evidence, because they say that he broke the window with his hammer. But when you look at the evidence, it shows something completely different. We're going to be looking at that. We're also going to be answering the question of conversation. So there was a phone call that was made to the police, and there were specific words that were used. Obviously, when you speak, you use words. But there were specific words.
We wanted to know, is it words or hieroglyphics? But it was words.
There were specific words that were used, phrasings, that's what I'm supposed to be saying, that were used when these phone calls were made. And who was the third person that let the police in?
No, but then later on the Department of Justice said there was no third person.
So we're going to be looking at that.
This thing looks to me like, you know, the Oscar Pretorius trial that happened, number with Reeva Steenkamp, number of years ago, where every time you asked him a question, his story changed.
Yeah.
So that's what seems to be happening here with this whole situation.
Yeah, and we're also going to be looking at how Donald Trump is actually...
It's all his fault?
Yeah, involved in this whole situation. So it's going to be a hot show, as always, because this is the political show where Christ Politics is...
Hot politics.
Hot politics.
You already know.
3, 2, 1. From one amazing tune to the other.
Live in the mix.
So we are speaking about Paul Pelosi. And before we go into, inverted commas, the conspiracy theories and stuff, let's find out what happened on that day. And this is an article from CNN. They're basically writing what we know about the attack on Paul Pelosi. And it says, the day since House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's husband, Paul Pelosi, was attacked in their San Francisco house have brought a flurry of new developments and details. This was not a random act of violence. This was not a random residential burglary. This is something that was specifically targeted, San Francisco District Attorney Brooke Jenkins said on Tuesday. David DePape, who faces state and federal charges in the attack, is scheduled to return to court on Friday, which is actually this Friday. Additional hearings will be scheduled, a preliminary hearing and a bail hearing. In the meantime, here's what we know. David DePape in court.
So in other words, what they're saying is that they've got two hearings scheduled. There's a preliminary one and one for bail.
Yeah.
So the one hearing's going to get, does he get bail? And the other one's preliminary. So what are the preliminary facts? And then they'll obviously postpone for a later date for the court.
Yeah. David DePape, who is 42, entered a...
David DePape, that's the Trump supporter.
Yes, that's the guy
who lives in a nudist colony.
That's the guy who attacked.
No, he's a nudist guy which got a Black Lives Matter flag in his residence.
And a pride. In a
van. And he's gay pride, just so he's a typical MAGA Republican.
Yeah.
If you go to a Donald Trump rally, he's a typical guy you're going to find there.
If you haven't caught it, they're being very sarcastic.
No, he probably won't be wearing clothes. He'll just be wearing the MAGA cap.
So,
the first fact.
Yeah.
The media is a bunch of liars.
Mm. Yeah.
True.
And many of these Democrat leaders who spoke out are a bunch of liars.
Mm.
The White House spokesperson. How she just January the 6th, the whole thing. And we didn't have like...
Everything's murky there, so they should call it the Grey House.
Yeah.
Yeah, so he entered a non-guilty plea Tuesday to all state charges during his initial appearance in court. He also waived his right to a hearing within 10 days at his arraignment in San Francisco courtroom. Judge Diane Northway set a hearing for November 4th in San Francisco Superior Court to set a date for the preliminary. Yeah, Pascal explained all of that. I'm just going to skip through where it says suicide mission on the article, and it says David DePape told officers and medics at the scene that he was sick of the level of lies coming from Washington, D.C. and came here to have a little chat with Pelosi's wife, according to a Tuesday court filing. I didn't really want to hurt him, but you know this was a suicide mission. I'm not going to stand here and do nothing, even if it costs me my life, DePape allegedly. So they're not saying he said, they said allegedly said. DePape named several targets according to the filing, including prominent state and federal politicians and their relatives. Jenkins confirmed to CNN earlier Tuesday that authorities believe DePape had other targets besides the House Speaker.
Sorry. All right.
Yeah.
Already I'm freaking out here. Where do they get this? He had other targets. Do you know that they've disappeared a whole lot of websites relating to this guy?
Really?
Yeah. Sorry, carry on. I shouldn't be interrupted.
Sure, that's hectic. And then I'll skip over again because it's quite a long article to another section where they speak about how U.S. Capitol Police learned of break-in. The U.S. Capitol Police first learned of the break-in at the San Francisco home of House Speaker Nancy Pelosi about 10 minutes after the incident when an officer noticed police lights and sirens on a live camera feed in the Capitol Police's Washington, D.C. command center, according to a source briefed on the attack. CNN previously reported...
Okay, so these are except cameras, right? The state police. So the state police... Or the Capitol Police, rather.
Yeah.
Sounds like Hunger Games, but anyway.
It does.
The Capitol Police, they have permanent surveillance going at the Pelosi house.
Mm.
All right? And they don't notice him going in. He smashes the window open. Okay? They don't notice the guy's hammering a window open. Mm-hmm. Well, according to the story here, he got access by a hammer.
Yeah.
So they don't notice this. They only notice when they see police lights.
That should question if these people are actually doing their jobs. If the story they're saying is true,
well,
then we
right
should question.
This is Nancy Pelosi is the third in line to the presidency.
Yeah.
So she's third in line to the U.S. throne. Because I think they treat the president like a king or a queen these days. Okay? So she's third in line to the throne of the United States.
Yeah.
But I can walk in with a hammer.
And the security doesn't notice.
There's no guards there by the house. So I can go in and smash windows that have got like this bulletproof covering sort of stuff.
And they don't have an alarm. That's
no, there's no alarm.
Alarming.
Plus they've got this bulletproof window. The guy can walk in there with a hammer and smash, and no one notices. I mean, We think our security forces are pretty weak sometimes, eh?
And to the listeners, we're in South Africa right now. We're just speaking from South Africa.
Yeah, we're speaking about, I mean, our Oaks, our police and all of that, they can really be questionable, if you know what I'm saying. Can you see yourself getting into the Speaker of Parliament's house in South Africa with a hammer?
No way.
In your underpants?
No.
Sorry, later on they said it was shorts, but start off with underpants.
Yeah, Captain Underpants.
Wow.
It was Captain America.
Wow.
Yeah, Captain Mega America.
CNN previously reported that there may be video of the break-in that the U.S. Capitol Police and law enforcement could review, as there are security cameras at the home, according to two law enforcement sources.
Sorry, if you're blaming Republicans...
Yeah.
Those videos should be out already.
Yeah.
The same as the Jan 6. I think there are about 40,000 hours worth of video that were not out yet.
Yeah, yeah.
So they've got this whole story going. They're blaming half the country.
Mm. And then it says the San Francisco Police Department has stopped regularly posting a patrol car outside Pelosi's house last year, according to two additional sources. So... what they're basically saying here is that the break-in happened, and the only reason they noticed the break-in, well, the people who were supposed to be protecting Nancy Pelosi and her husband, the only reason they saw that there was a break-in that happened
was the police
lights. Because there was police lights, meaning that the San Francisco police got there first. And we're going to discuss what happened with the San Francisco police, because their story doesn't match up with what the Capitol Police basically are saying, and that's what the media is going with. And stuff. So
no, I mean the media is full of fantastic journalists.
Mm.
You know.
On Gateway Pundit, an article that Pastor just showed me, it says, breaking exclusive, two additional websites registered under David DePape are located. Neither shows evidence of being pro-Trump. So there's
already. Well, first of all, the guy lives in San Francisco.
Yeah.
So if any person is listening from America, you know. Odds are, if they live in San Francisco, they're a leftist.
Yeah.
Okay.
The neighbor was a leftist. So.
Well, the neighbor was a leftist, called him a leftist.
Actually, I
and
didn't
I think
pick that
the
up.
The neighbor was Hispanic. She's not even white herself. So a leftist called him a leftist. So in other words, she sees him as a leftist. You know, these guys walk around. And I mean, I've seen photos and videos of him at... you know, like these mass nudist gatherings.
Mm.
And he's like sometimes one of the organizers. Mm. Then there's also other rumors, Cynthia.
Mm-hmm.
About Paul Pelosi, the gay scene, and pedophilia. And there's also a rumor that he might have been smashing Paul Pelosi or wanting to smash Paul Pelosi.
Because that's because coming from the Capitol Police. That bit of information of them being in undies.
In undies. Well, the Capitol Police took that back. They said no, it was in
shorts. And then now they're saying he was asleep and all of that. And then he obviously had a gown on and a whole scene.
Plus, he smashes the window in.
Yeah.
But this guy's incredible. Because, you know, normally if I smash a window in, so if I smash it from outside, the glass goes inside.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe a little bit will fall to the floor, but the main glass is going to go inside. This guy manages to smash a bulletproof window open to such an extent that the glass falls outside. And then he sticks his hand through the broken window, and then he opens a door that's quite far down.
Like so far.
He doesn't open the door where the glass is broken. When you look at the photo, I'm just looking at the photo as a South African. And I'm looking at this thing. And it's like Captain Stretch, his arm.
I was about to say Fantastic Four.
Yeah, he's part of the Fantastic Four. And he opens the door.
All of these superheroes that are being mentioned today.
Well, so he must be one of them.
But America brought it to us.
Yeah.
So I
thought our police were a joke.
Hectic.
Our police are dead on, eh?
Yeah.
I mean...
Okay, they won't be that fast, you know, like 5 minutes after the call and then they're there. We know they like...
No, 5 hours.
We know, like, Dave, though, yeah, they'll take time to get there, but...
But the other thing the state police said is that both of them greeted them.
Yeah, yeah. Like, and I think one said, everything is fine. And then the action started happening.
Yes.
Yeah. So this is what, before we go into the questionable things about the case, so they're basically saying that...
Sorry.
No, it's fine. At least they know about what we're going to speak about. How does Donald Trump fit into all this thing? And one of the main things that they are sticking to...
He's a mega Republican.
That they're sticking to is that he asked the question... Where's Nancy? And obviously, if you've been keeping up with the politics in America and stuff like that, you will know that the exact same phrase was used in January 6th, where again, they're blaming Donald Trump for inciting. But when you look at the videos that actually came out, some of the videos that came out and stuff like that, you see that a whole lot of these people were actually Antifa followers and Black Lives Matter followers.
Well, never mind that. There's a guy named Ray Epps.
Yeah.
He's an FBI operative.
Yeah.
That was the night before and on the day telling everyone to go in.
Hmm.
He incited them to go in. And many times there were cops who were calling the people, come in here.
Sure.
So that some of these people have been watching QAnon. So they thought the cops are ushering them in to go make citizens arrest of Nancy Pelosi and all of the members of Congress.
Yeah, so with all of that, when you look at what happened on January 6th and when you look at what's happening now and the way that they are trying to put it on Donald Trump, that could just be another strategy. Because if you look at, Joe Biden, he did a speech about what happened at the Pelosi household and stuff like that. And he actually focused on the whole fact that this person is a Republican and he's for Donald Trump. And how can we look into voting for someone that is making up all of these
media
stuff?
I'm sorry, can I just mention before... With Biden, did we all see that he went to the crowd and then he wanted to jump? And then Kamala had to, because she was scared that he's going to jump. But I just thought of another video, but that was funny. That was very funny.
Yeah, so what are your thoughts on that? On the fact that they're trying to pin it on Donald Trump and they're using the exact same strategy that they used on the whole January 6th situation?
They're lying. First of all, the stories don't match. I mean, just look, to say that he broke in with a hammer. I mean, and the glass is shattered outside. I mean, I'm looking at the photo. Well, Black Knight, you know, as a person who's experienced the wrong side of the law, how do you break a window that it shatters outside? Is there a way that you can sort of eat the glass from the top that it will fall outside? Or, you know, to me there isn't a way. It can't be done.
Yeah. I've never seen that.
Okay, so...
Unless he picked up all the glass. Yeah.
Now, also what happened was there was a number of websites relating to this guy that just disappeared.
Yeah.
They first got scrapped. In other words, all the content was taken off them, and then the websites were taken down. Now, obviously, Gateway Pundit has still found some of them. And, you know, Joe Biden's busy blaming the Republicans, but the guy is part of a group of people that are nudists.
Yeah.
I mean, that's not your typical... I'm sorry, but anyone who wants to tell me that's your typical MAGA Republican, my goodness gracious me.
And they also found that he likes Obama. That he also attended Obama's rallies.
Yes, he attended Obama rallies, yeah.
So the whole story is an abomination. So the information was more leftist than it was to the right. So, yeah.
Well, that woman is a leftist calling him a leftist. That's like the cake for me. You're telling me this guy's a Republican, but a leftist calls him a leftist.
Yeah.
And she said she's a leftist.
So now we're going to go into the things that are questionable. So I
in
found
fact, that woman, when they started asking her about that, she started laughing.
Yeah.
Like, this is ridiculous. Like, how can you tell me he's a Republican?
So now we're going to go into the whole, the questions that are being asked, what they're calling a conspiracy theory, because if you go and read the articles on CNN or any of these mainstream media, they're actually saying that Trump supporters are bringing about conspiracy theories. And then they mention the things, and then you read these things, and you're like, but these are actual questions that people are asking.
Well, aren't they bringing out a conspiracy theory?
Yeah.
By saying this is a guy that was influenced to incitement by Donald Trump and the MAGA movement.
That
and this
is
happening with elections, midterm elections happening next week, Tuesday.
Yeah. Exactly.
So 1 week before the elections.
And I think also...
You know they always have a thing in American elections, they call it the October surprise. Then the October surprise comes along, it's a surprise, and it changes the way...
The elections are going
to be. Yeah.
This is it.
And I think also with the whole thing with the conspiracy theorists, they are also being themselves, because we don't have the audio public, and they claiming that he said stuff.
Are you talking about the audio of the 911 call?
Not the 911 call. That he was chanting, "Where's Nancy? Where's Nancy? I want to see Nancy." There's no we don't have that audio in public. But they already saying that's there.
Do they have audio? Do they claim to have audio?
No, they don't. Because on the Friday or Thursday, on the Friday or Saturday, Friday, I'm sure the Speaker of the White House was already saying that without no audio, and the whole bag, obviously that comes from the the third person was saying, the whole bag with the hammer and tape, they're not showing us the photos of all of that. So, because there's another hammer in the bag.
The San Francisco police said there was a person that opened the door.
Yes.
So someone opened the door for them.
Yeah.
Then they get and they see these two Oaks both holding the hammer in their underpants. Then later on the DOJ comes and walks that back and says, no, there was only the two of them. There was no one else in the house.
Yeah.
Which, can I give my opinion on that? This is the house of the Speaker of the House of Representatives in the U.S. Congress. If Joe Biden drops dead, Kamala Harris becomes president. If Kamala Harris drops dead, maybe someone shoots her, Nancy Pelosi is the president.
Yeah.
So Nancy Pelosi is third in line to presidency. And a guy can come with a hammer. I mean, imagine if you could go with a hammer to the White House. It's pretty much the same thing.
Yeah.
You know, or like... you know, Joe Biden's house in, I think it's in Scranton or wherever he's from. And imagine you can just walk in that house, because I mean, if you can just walk in the house, you can go and plant a bomb there, wait for Nancy to be there and blow it up. You know, so I mean, how's the guy getting in there with all that security?
Yeah.
So we're going to be looking into those right now and giving our opinions on what we think is being covered up or what possibly could have happened. So I found this article on the American Conservative website, and I really liked the way the guy put the article. And the title of this is What Really Happened
to Paul
Pelosi.
Sorry, is that the American conspiracy theorist?
Possibly, you know. What Really Happened to Paul Pelosi? Media eagerness to cover up for Democratic politicians. Hello, Hunter Biden's laptop produces neutral skepticism. And he basically starts...
You mean natural skepticism?
Mm-hmm. Natural, sorry. I don't have my glasses on. I'll blame it on my glasses. He basically starts off to say, I don't know what happened that night at the Pelosi house, and neither do you. Yet anyway, who knows what will come out today.
I don't know what
today.
Happened at that house. I live in Johannesburg. Well, quite far from San Francisco.
Yeah. Exactly.
And I was probably asleep when it happened.
Yeah.
It was probably early hours of Saturday morning. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so he says, so to speak... At this point, what actually happened there is the least interesting part of the story. Let me explain. We know this official story. San Francisco lunatic breaks into home of elderly husband of House Speaker after midnight, demands to see his wife. Paul Pelosi talked his way into the bathroom, made a 911 call. Cops came around, saw the two men inside faced off, and ordering the intruder to drop the hammer in his hand. He began to beat Pelosi
in front of him.
At which point the cops broke in, disarmed and arrested him. DePape the loony, in inverted commas, has been posting far-right conspiracy things on the internet, but also lived in some sort of left-wing hippie house associated with nudism, BLM, and the rest. And then, yeah, he says he has a photo. So he posts a photo of DePape.
It's like a truck the guy lives in. A vehicle.
His ex-girlfriend lives by the house.
And he basically says, like I said, a bona fide loony. I'm prepared to believe that it happened just as the official story has it. It makes the most sense based on what we know now, but I've got questions. So he's basically saying, you know what, let's say it happened the way that it happened, but here are the questions. So he says, first, how is it that the Pelosis didn't have better security? I'm not talking about federal agents guarding the house. I get that it's federal policy for no agents to be there if Speaker Pelosi isn't. I'm talking about basic home security. They are worth over $100 million. Nancy Pelosi is third in line to the presidency, just like how you spoke about just now. And then he basically says, when I lived, this is the journalist, when I lived in Baton Rouge,
Baton Rouge.
We had a relatively inexpensive home alarm system that would go off in such a circumstance. Why didn't the Pelosis, or as it seems, more likely they did have a system, but it had somehow been disabled? If so, why?
Can I ask a question?
Yeah.
How many people worth $100 million don't have on-site security?
Sure.
How many people worth that much money are not going to have a security guard on-site at their house?
Especially for an elderly husband of Nancy Pelosi.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, we've seen it.
With the crime that's in San Francisco.
Exactly, yeah. We've seen it across the world even. Like, politicians themselves have security. They have bodyguards.
Yeah,
their family has the bodyguards. They have the bodyguards.
My pastor Bert has bodyguards.
I mean, rappers have bodyguards.
Exactly.
The one time I was speaking to him and I said, he was speaking into the camera.
Yeah.
I saw the bodyguard there behind him.
Is it?
He said to me, yeah, that's Joe. That's my pastor. He's not worth $100 million.
Mm.
I wish he was. He's not. You understand? Now, he has a bodyguard because he's had a threat on his life.
Yeah. No, it's a serious
If my pastor has a bodyguard, but now Nancy Pelosi and her husband, they don't have security at their house. There are a lot of people who want to kill them.
Mm. Yeah. I mean, for us, I remember my brother's funeral. We had a whole lot of security around us because there was a whole lot of people that came for the funeral. So my dad hired a whole lot of people. And
but I was there. I didn't even know about that.
It was.
You're freaking me out, Jenna.
I got away because they almost left me here at the church when they were going to the cemetery because
there was security.
Yeah, all over the place.
Did you know?
No. So
you're actually freaking me out.
If that happened with us, imagine. And now you'd imagine the Pelosis would have much better
security
and stuff. So that's the first question that people are asking, and they're not answering that question.
No.
The second question is, And he says, second, along those lines, nowadays half the homeowners in America have a Ring camera. Surely the super wealthy Pelosis have security cameras around their house. Yes, it was a question mark. Can we see the security
only
videos? 28. Only
28. There's only 28 cameras around the house.
Can we see the security videos? If not, why not? I mean, if the official story is a full and accurate account of what happened, then show it to us. What's wrong with that? There must be a security camera footage from other houses in that posh neighborhood. Do we have images of the Pape stalking the streets, headed to the Pelosi home?
In his underwear.
Let's see it. Let's see it. So his
with
question
the
here.
In his head.
His question here is: let's say, I mean, they don't have, we don't have footage. Let's say now they don't have cameras, the 28 cameras, and stuff. There should then be other cameras around the neighborhood that show Pelosi, not Pelosi, the Pape basically going towards the home, and also.
Like
in
you see in the detective series nowadays
on
American, you know, American detective series.
Yeah, yeah.
The cops normally go and they start looking for street cams.
Mm. Exactly.
And they always find them.
Mm. Yeah. And why are they not showing us the footage then? Why are we not then going to the Department of Justice or the people that were watching over the house to ask for the footage leading up to the break-in and stuff, because they were clearly watching them. The fact that they saw the police lights and stuff like that means that they have camera footage of the house. Then release those pictures or release those videos in trial so that we can see what is happening.
Well, can I just make a speculation?
Mm-hmm.
And I'll put it in the form of a question. Doesn't the fact that they were watching and they did nothing until they saw the blue lights mean that guy was leading the house?
That's a very deep question.
But the phone call, we have the phone call there.
Well, never, even without the phone call. The fact that these guys are watching the house, so I mean, there are cameras.
Mm.
So it's a mute point saying there's no cameras.
Mm.
Because the state police or the capital police, whatever they are, they saw the incident because they saw the blue lights coming up to the house on camera. So
yeah.
Someone comes for dinner or whatever. Okay, let's just say for dinner.
Mm-hmm.
You're not going to think anything if you're the security.
Mm-hmm.
Until you see next thing, nothing's happening, everything's quiet, and all of a sudden you see these blue lights come up to the house that you're watching.
Yeah.
Hmm.
I don't know if you realize it's quite a big hole there.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there is, yeah. And then it's
very possible that he was leading the house.
It's bigger than the hole that he
didn't go. Yeah, it's bigger than the hole that he smashed.
That
in the
he
window.
Smashed and he went through. That hole was very small for him to go through that.
Yeah.
And then the third one, speaking about what you guys just spoke about now, is this overhead shot of the Pelosi house shows a smashed glass door, allegedly from De Pape trying to get into the house. The problem is the broken glass is outside, not inside. How exactly does that happen? That is the biggest question I think people are asking. One of the biggest questions that people are asking. If we're saying that he broke into the house with a hammer, then explain this picture. And that's the picture that's actually going around in all mainstream media and stuff like that.
And they're not asking the question.
They're not.
But I mean, no offense, any American who believes that story with that glass lying outside the house must be stupid.
Yeah.
I'm sorry, if you're an American and you believe that a guy breaking in is going to cause the glass to shatter outward, do you know of a saving that would believe it?
No.
I mean, and some Americans seem to believe that.
It's amazing.
That's what's scary.
What's also cool is that in the whole hostage, before the police came, like he had a bathroom break. That was also cool. Like,
so he's holding the guy, he goes to the toilet.
Yeah, and then he's like, can I go
what's
to the
David,
and then Pelosi, Paul's like, can I go to the bathroom? No. Okay, he didn't say I'm going to make a call, obviously. And then he went and made the call in the bathroom.
Before he bashed my head in with a hammer, could I just go to the bathroom? Yeah, sure.
It's interesting information.
And then the fourth one, in initial reports, police spoke of being let into the house by a third person. The San Francisco police chief said on Friday night that this unidentified third person let the police into the house. Who is the third man or woman? Mm-hmm. That is also another big question that they're being asked. And then another two questions that are not being spoken about in this article is, the first one is the phone call to 911 where he mentions a friend saying that there's a friend in the house and whatever. So that is a
his
big question
David.
As well.
Yeah. he even mentioned his name is David.
Do you understand? So how is it that you make a 911 call that is being recorded? They've actually played the 911 call and he's calling David DePape a friend. He doesn't sound distressed.
If they actually played the one where Pelosi called, because I've heard one where it's a dispatch officer talking to the police.
No.
Saying that Pelosi phoned,
okay, no,
and saying that, you know, can they please go? But this guy's a friend.
No, I have also heard the one from the dispatch officer.
They, as far as I know, they haven't released the one with that Pelosi called.
Yeah, but it's
why
recorded.
Not?
It is recorded.
No, but why haven't they released it?
That is a very good question.
I mean,
there's
a
lot of questions. Do you understand? And then the
it's national security or what?
And then the last major question is that, how is it that the police watched instead of apprehending? If it was really as serious as as the Department of Justice is saying, why is it they waited until David actually hit Paul Pelosi on the head with the hammer to apprehend him instead of putting him under arrest from the moment? Because if they were called in for a break-in, the moment they see the person, they're supposed to put him under arrest and stuff like that.
Can I make the story worse?
Yeah.
After the incident, they didn't arrest David DePape.
Exactly.
They took him to hospital.
That is
I wonder
deep.
What happened to him.
He came out of hospital to go to court.
That is deep. So those are
that
the questions.
Deep.
It is very deep.
I mean, how many people get arrested and taken to hospital? You're beating someone else up, they arrest you and take you to hospital.
Nope.
And then he goes to court and his arm's in a slingshot. So what happened to him?
Yeah. And now, I'll just give my final thoughts and then you guys can give your final thoughts. Something happened at the Pelosi household. There was an attack. I mean, the fact that he had to go for a head surgery and stuff means that he was hit over
Paul
the head.
Paul Pelosi.
Yes.
Yeah.
It means that he was hit over the head with a hammer and stuff. But I don't believe what the mainstream media is saying about what actually happened that day. Pastor Gav, what are your thoughts?
No, I don't believe the look, at the best of times, I don't believe them. You know? If CNN says, or even Fox News or all of them, if they say, guys, the sun rose this morning, I'm going to go and investigate. I'm going to try and get some evidence that the sun rose this morning in America. I don't believe anything these guys say. Because, what journalism used to be, go uncover the truth and report on the truth.
Yeah.
And I don't see that anymore, even in our own press here in South Africa.
Yeah.
But true. How many people believe our press?
With the
30%.
With the viewership, we can tell.
No, but even like News 24, a lot of people look at News 24, but could you say 30%? Can I tell you why I say 30%?
Why?
Because that's how many got vaccinated. Because they were telling
good.
Us, the news was
that's
saying
really
get vaccinated.
Good. Yeah.
30% got vaccinated. Yeah. So that tells me 70% don't believe anything the media says. Mm.
And can you also add with this? Can I also ask another question on your final thoughts? What do you think, is this going to hurt them with the elections?
Who, the Republicans?
The Democrats. Also the Republicans, you can answer for.
I don't know if it's going to hurt them. I don't know if it's going to make a difference.
Do you think they're going to, as they're trying to use this as a leech and all of that to win, do you think they will accomplish that with this?
I think there's too many holes in the story.
That was a South African thing right there. I also think so. I think they might lose more.
Well, I was reading this week, CNN said the comment was that the bottom is falling out beneath the Democrats.
Sure.
In other words, they're going to get hammered next week.
Ha, 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 ha.
Didn't mean that. But I just caught the new law.
Black Knight, quickly, your
thoughts. The Democrats are going to get hammered.
Okay, let me say.
So I really didn't intend it.
okay, I'll just say everything is true what they're saying. But it's also whatever they're saying. This is
who's saying.
The media is saying. I'm going with their information, just to say this, that also it must be a wake up call for other.
So the Papa is a mega Republican.
Yes, and he
wants to take
He wants change and all of that.
And he wants to take out Nancy Pelosi.
Yes, and walk her with a wheelchair to the house. And show that he's a hero. And he's also Jesus. I also heard he from the ex-girlfriend, he said there's a time he came back and he claimed to be Jesus.
Also heard that.
But just to say that this also must also show even our leaders that people are getting fed up with whatever is happening, that attacks like this are happening to MP members. Just like we had with that president who was fetched in his house and people started having a nice time in his house.
In Sri Lanka.
Yes. And then I'm just saying that if we find any ANC member that's listening, EFF, DA, whoever, or
in South Africa.
In South Africa, yes. Or any other politician, just saying that this is coming to a doorstep near you where because yes, people are getting fed up with what's happening.
So you think he's a Trump supporter?
No, I'm just going with their information. I still say with their information, this message will still stand. Without, I still believe what I'm saying.
In Hebrews 4 verse 12, it says, "For the word of God is alive and powerful. It is sharper than the sharpest two-edged sword, cutting between soul and spirit, between joint and marrow. It exposes our innermost thoughts and desires."
One of our discussions has been, what is the truth? And what is the truth about politics? What is the truth about economics? What is the truth about what to invest your money in? What is the truth about what's going to happen in the future? And what is the truth about yourself, about your life, and about where you're going? And the reality is that the only thing that's going to help you to find the truth is the Word of God. That's why the Bible says that the word of God is sharper than any two-edged sword, and it cuts dividing bone and marrow. So what that's saying, now if you think about the bone marrow, and it divides bone and marrow, the bone marrow is the source of the blood. Your bone marrow produces your blood. If your bone marrow stops producing, you stop producing blood. That's what happens, for example, to someone with leukemia. The problem's in the bone marrow. So what this thing, now in... If you looked at the Jewish faith, the life is in the blood. So the marrow is a source of the blood. So in other words, what it's saying is that the word will go right to the very source of your life.
Sure.
And it will give you answers.
Sure. Yeah.
And unless you get those answers about yourself, about your politics, about your finances, about the world, you don't know the truth. Too many people are telling too many lies on all sides of the argument.
Yeah.
And if you look at this story, so Black Knight says this too. I humbly disagree. The one thing I know is that the story that they've put out there is not true. What is true? I don't know what's true, but I know that that's not true. First of all, just the glass being outside doesn't make sense to me.
Yeah.
And now think about that. There it's obvious. How many things are there where you're being lied to where it's not obvious? You know, how many things are you told where it's not obvious that it's a lie? And, you know, sometimes you find out later on that you were lied to. So I'll just give her, there's that lady, I can't remember, Emily something or other. She wrote an article in the left-wing Atlantic magazine saying that, you know, basically we should have amnesty for COVID. So she herself, like in 2021, said that, you know, this is how you can force people to get vaccinated. So you can't do it from the government, but you can do it in the workplace, and you can do it here, and you can pressurize your family, you know, and all of this sort of thing. Now she's saying we made a lot of mistakes because we didn't know better. So there needs to be a COVID amnesty. We knew better. We complained about lockdowns from the start on the political show. We complained about how this vaccine was being produced in 2020. I mean, none of us got vaccinated. And now with all of these things, they're saying they didn't know. Why didn't you know? And the thing is, in terms of eternity, unless you get to the Word, you're not going to know. The Word of God is the only way. And the last thing I want to say, the Word of God, what that's saying is it brings healing. The Word actually brings healing to your life if you have faith. So when life's getting too much and you read the word, it'll bring healing. I was actually sharing the word with someone this week, in fact more than one person, and the word was saying what they're doing with their lives is wrong. And I, all I did is I read the word. It was about a chapter and a half of the Bible, and every now and then made a comment, but most of it was just reading what the Bible says. And you know, afterwards when I asked them how they felt about that, they said, no, I actually feel better. I feel hope now. And that's what the word will do. You know, even when it convicts you, it gives you a conviction, not a condemnation.
Amen. This has been the political show right here on Active FM, where radio has never been better. And I'm your girl Cynthia, but you know, I forgot my name for a moment there. I'm your girl Cynthia, but you know, you can call me Gix. And with me in studio, we've had
Gavin Enslin. I forgot my name there too.
Pastor Gavin Enslin and
the Black Knight. I think I also had to do that because everyone was doing it. Sorry.
Right here.
Otherwise, you feel outside, like an outsider.
It's a mockery for me. Right here on the political show where Christ politics is
hot politics.
Hot politics.
You're listening to Activative.
Active FM. Radio has never been better.